Two storm systems will be moving across the Midwest over the next week to 10 days, and each will contribute a little bit more moisture to the region, helping to improve some of the runoff and river and stream flow situation across the region. We will expect the first storm system to be in the plains tomorrow. It's likely to become a mini blizzard across portions of western Kansas and eastern sections of Colorado, maybe southwest portions of Nebraska. The storm system will move from the central plains into the upper Midwest, impacting Iowa, Wisconsin, and southeastern sections of Minnesota. And we'll probably see a lot of 2 to 6 inch accumulations occur across this path. It could be something a little bit greater. It might be a lot of areas that see amounts of, probably up to 4 inches, I would imagine. This particular storm system will carry moisture totals in hard red winter wheat country running up to 1/4 inch. Some local 4/10 inch amounts may occur in a few pockets. The storm system, as it moves into the Midwest, will have a little bit bigger impact on the upper parts of the region. Moisture totals there will run anywhere from 0.3 to 0.75 inches, perhaps. And there may be enough precipitation in a few locations that we could end up seeing a little bit of an increase in runoff, especially after the storm system that preceded it this past weekend brought a little bit of a boost to topsoil moisture. The storm system, though, will be fairly quick moving, and so for that reason, we are going to see a lot of the bigger amounts of snowfall and the bigger moisture totals, but nevertheless, it'll still bring some opportunity for relief across the portions of the region. The greatest precipitation will continue to be in two areas. One is, again, from Iowa to Wisconsin. The second will probably be in portions of the eastern Midwest. Michigan may also see a fair amount of moisture from this particular event. The second storm system is a very large event that the models have been trying to advertise now for several days. It needs to be closely monitored because it does occur during the Christmas holiday, and it may have an impact on travel in and out of the Midwest and also in parts of the plains. Precipitation totals in the pure model data could be in the range of 1 to 3 inches from parts of the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin and eastern Midwest. At least that's what's been advertised this morning in the model data. I think there's a fair chance the storm will be a little less impressive than that, but nevertheless, it's obviously going to bring enough precipitation that runoff would be significant, and the river flows in the Ohio Basin and parts of the Tennessee and lower Mississippi basins would likely increase. The northwest half of the Midwest would likely see moisture totals on this bigger system running anywhere from 0.5 inch to maybe as much as 1.5 inches. I think that, again, a lot of caution is necessary here. It's probably going to be more likely 1/4 to 3/4 inch with some local amounts in the 1 to 1.5 inch range. And if that is the case, it's still going to be enough precipitation to improve the runoff potential. Some of that's going to occur as heavy snow, though it'll be locked up in the topsoil on top of the soil for a little while. But when we get into some melting conditions later this winter, we'll probably see that work its way into the river systems. Temperatures across the region over these next few days are going to be trending cooler. It will be warmer than normal yet for a few more days in the eastern Midwest. Highs today will run mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, with some upper 20s and 30s in the northwest. Tomorrow we'll see a 50 and a few 60-degree readings in the southernmost parts of the eastern Midwest, while 40s occur in Michigan and parts of northern sections of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, while 20s and 30s still continue in the northwest part of the Corn Belt. And then after that, as we move on into the Thursday-Friday time period, a surge of cold air will come into the northwestern, or actually most of the western Midwest, with temperatures only in the teens and 20s on Thursday afternoon in those areas west of the Mississippi River. Some of that cold air will cross the river and moderate somewhat on Friday, and we'll wait for a bigger surge of cold to come in during the latter part of the Christmas holiday, and that'll be impacting the western areas first. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.